I will not leave you. I'll fight your battles. Find comfort in knowing that he's with you in all of your situations.
Thank you, God.
My Lord. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask the choir, when they've finished my message, if you'll sing that again, because it aligns with the word that God has given me to give to you this morning. In the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with that 11th verse, now, all these things happened unto them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom are the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Listen now. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. I want to speak with you a little while this morning, experiencing the storms.
Amen.
Experiencing the storms. You know, when we talk about storms, we've gotten to the point now where we think about actual storms, but we also, when we think about storms, we think about the difficulties, the trials, and situations that we face in life. We refer to them as the storms that we go through, the problems that we face. They're the storms that we go through. Some of the situations that we find ourselves in, we don't know where we thought. Well, I'd heard that when you become a Christian, put yourself on the Lord's side, you won't have to worry about all those things. Well, maybe worrying about them isn't what you do. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through all those kinds of difficulties. There are going to be situations that you face even as a Christian. As a matter of fact, if I look into the Old Testament, there are no promises that the road's going to be easy. And I look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I can't find a word about any ease in going through because of the fact that I'm on the Lord's side. And all the things that Paul said in his letters and all the other things that we find in the New Testament, I can't find anywhere there where it says we won't have to go through some situations. I find there in the scripture that Paul gives to us in later in Corinthians that there won't be anything that's more than you're able to bear.
Right.
There are some things. So he didn't say you weren't going to go through it. He's just letting us know that we're able to go through it because of his love.
Amen.
Think about some of the trials that we have, some of the situations that we find ourselves going through. Some of us find ourselves, when we talk about those storms, and we are going to be talking about storms. When we talk about the storms, we think about the fact that some of us are having some financial storms, if you will. We're going through some things that we don't know how we're going to make it. Haven't told anybody about it. Haven't talked to anybody about it. Don't know what to do about our situation. Some of us have friends or loved ones that are going through medical storms. All the things that they have to face, they don't know how they're going to get through it, and they're wondering what to do next. All kinds of situations that you've had. Some folks are having situations where they're having storms within the family. There seem to be some conflicts and some things where things aren't going the way they want them to. Some people have conflicts with folks here in the church. Somehow we don't. And all these storms that you find yourself going through. They expect to face storms. Nobody said the road would be easy. Nobody said you'd be able to make it even though you're on the Lord's side without having trials and tribulation. You're going to have some situations that you have to wrestle with, and you don't know how you're going to make it. Somehow, though, the word was just telling us in the song that if you just trust Jesus, he's going to be with you through your trials. He's going to be with you through your difficulties, no matter what it is that you're facing. One of the major storms that the scriptures tell us about that we're all going to be facing are temptations. There are going to be things that Satan does to try to get you off track and try to destroy your relationship with God. He's going to work on you all the time because he knows your strengths. But guess what? He knows your weaknesses. He's not going to hit you on your strong side. Those things where you're weak, those places where you may not know how you can possibly keep from doing those things or stay away from those folks or not do those things that you've done in the past. Somehow you got to figure out how you can do that. You feel like, I can't quite make it, but I'm gonna try my best. Well, Satan is going to work on you.
Yeah.
He's going to try to make you think that even if you do those things, it's not all that bad. He's going to tell you if you go and hang with those folks, it's all right. He's going to tell you that you can go back where you were and the Lord understands. Satan is going to try to get you. He's going to tempt you to do what the Lord would not have you to do. He's going to try to get you on a path that's not the way the Lord would have you to go. That's a trial. That's a tribulation. That's a storm that you're going to go through. And we didn't find those storms. When you find the storms, no matter what the storms are, no matter what the problems are, no matter what the situation might be, what we need to do when we come into the storm, the way that we can weather the storm is by holding on to the Lord's hand. He won't leave you. He's going to be with you through all of those things. And something else that we read here, and it's so good to know that those storms, those temptations, won't be more than you're able to handle. He won't allow it to be. He wouldn't allow Satan to put so much on Job. And when Peter wanted to do some things, Satan wanted to do some things to Peter, he had to give permission. He could only go so far. He won't allow Satan to put more on you than you can bear. Any test that you're going through, any storm that you're facing, any problem that you find yourself in, be assured of this, it's not more than you're able to bear. It's not more than you're able to go through. And with every test, with every trial, with every tribulation, every situation you find yourself in, he is able to bring you through it. He'll give you a way out. He will give you a way through and a way out. All you need to do now is to recognize that if I'm going to go through this thing, if Satan's going to be on me, and I know he knows all about me, he knows how to trip me and where he can find a soft spot and where he might be able to change my mind. I know Satan's doing all of those things, trying to get me to be moving away from where God would have me to move and get me away from the path that the Lord would have me on. I know Satan's going to do that. If I'm not going to stumble on this road, if I'm going to make it and stay where the Lord would have me to be, I need to hold tight to his hand. I need to be praying to the Lord, recognizing I know I'm in a storm. I know Satan's got some things that he's trying to do to me. I can't do it all by myself, but he says, I have not left you alone. I will not leave you alone. If you call on me, you know that I'll answer. Somehow, I guess what I'm telling you is you may not be able to get the storm to stop, but what you can do is make sure that the Lord helps you to be able to go through the storm. He's not going to always cause those situations to go away. He said, Lord, please change that and change that person and change this situation. Not that he can't, and maybe he will in his own time. The storm will soon pass over. But while you're in the storm, while you're going through the storm, he can give you the strength. He can give you the strength. He can give you the determination to hold on to his word, to hold on to his way, to walk according to his will, even during the storm. Storm, I'm in the middle of a storm, Father. I don't know how to handle this. Please cause those folks to stop doing the things that they're doing to me. Father, I can't handle the storm. Well, Jesus is here, and he's with you, and you know that if you call on him, he can help you to stand up in the storm. As a matter of fact, you know what? All the rain that we've had, I know we've complained about it. Somebody says, is it 40 days and 40 nights yet? It's almost. But with all the rain that we've had, you know, some folks say, that's a good thing. You didn't realize how low the water table was. Now the water table's getting up to where it needs to be. So many situations have changed, and they're better because of all the rain that came. We may have said, Lord, stop it now. No, he's not ready to stop it yet.
That's right.
When he's ready to stop it, he'll stop it.
That's right.
But don't worry. Don't say, Lord, stop the rain. God, stop all the rain, Father. I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
No, just take your umbrella. You can get through the storm.
Yes,
he'll equip you to get through the storm.
Amen.
He'll equip you to get through your situation. Call on the Lord. Recognize that he is able. He knows where you are. And he's able to bring you through what you're going through. He may not fix everything the way you want it fixed and the way you want it fixed, but he'll make you stronger and able to get through that situation. The scripture says, I joy in tribulation. I joy in my trials. I joy in the storms. I joy in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Every storm I go through, I get stronger. Every time I face something, I didn't know how I was going to make it. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to make it, Lord, but he brings me through. I guess I'm stronger. I know I can call on him. I know he hasn't left me, and he will not leave me. It's good to know somebody's in the storm right now. Well, let me tell you something. You may try to pray the storm away. You may not be able to get the storm to go. You may not be able to get that situation to change. But what you can do is you can grow stronger during that storm. You can grow stronger during that situation. You can be drawing closer to the Lord because you hold on to him tighter. Because you know, I could not make it. I could not make it. I could not make it. I wouldn't have been there where I am now if it had not been for the Lord. I know he's on my side. If it had not been for the Lord, he has not and will not leave me alone. Storm, go ahead, Satan. Blow the storm. Go ahead and cause all kind of situations. Doesn't matter about that. You see, I've got somebody holding on to me. I'm wrapped up in the arms of the God of the universe. He won't leave me alone. He'll bring me through and bring me out of the storm. The storm is going to pass over. Hallelujah. But while the storm is still going on, while the storm is still raging, while the storm is causing all kinds of situations, I'm not worried about the storm. I'm going to make it through. I'm going to make it through. He won't allow it to be more than I can bear, and he's going to show me how to get through it. I'm just going to trust in him. Storm's raging, but I'm just going to trust in him. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm going to go through because I know he's made me stronger. Anybody who's gone through a storm is stronger than they were when they went into the storm. Anybody who's going through something right now, I think it's good for you to look back and recognize how many storms he's already brought you through. How many situations he's already changed. Satan's going to tempt you. That scripture was telling those who were listening in Corinth that, you know, all these things happened to those people back in the Old Testament. They were tempted. They went through all these things. And the reason that we have it all listed here, so you'll see that. And you need to realize that you're going to be going through something too. We're all going to go through things. Let me tell you this. If you haven't been in the storm, and if you're not in a storm right now, got some good news and got bad news. Let me give you the bad news first. You are going to go through some storm. But the good news is you don't have to do it all by yourself. The good news is you can hold on to the hand of the God of the universe. I'm talking about the Lord of the storms. I'm talking about the one who's able to change anything. But he won't change the storm, perhaps. Not right now. He won't change that situation. Maybe right now. But he's able to change that. What you need to know is he's in control. You need to realize as long as you've got him, as long as I've got Jesus, as long as I know he's with me, I'm not worried about the storms. I'm not worried about those situations. I'm not worried about those things that used to make me cry. I'm not worried about any of those things because I'm holding on to the one who is control, has control. Let me say it again, has control of everything. He's my friend. I trust him. I know that he won't leave me. I know I can depend on him.
That's right.
You know, somehow during the middle of the storm and it's raging outside, you know, when the storm was raging, Jesus was out on the boat and the boat was all over the place. But Jesus was sleeping.
That's right, Pastor.
So somehow he knew he didn't have to worry about the storm. Well, that same Jesus can be a part of your life or is a part of your life. And you need to know that the way he knew everything was going to be all right, you can know everything's going to be all right. You can know that you have to worry about your situation. You don't have to worry about those storms. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't ask the Lord, maybe you could make the storm last a little less time. I'm going through a lot. But don't expect him to always change things. Expect him to strengthen you and make you stronger, to give you more faith, to make you hold on to him more, to embrace the relationship that you have with him. He's able to bring you through whatever you're going through. He's going to make you stronger. He's going to increase your faith. He's going to make you recognize him as a friend. When you go through all these things, when you go through them, you're going to be stronger. When you go through them and he brings you out, you're going to be closer to him. When you go through him and he shows you that he was the way when there seemed to be no way, you're going to cling and hold on to his unchanging hand. Storms are going to come. That's the bad news. Good news is he's going to bring you through the storm if you'll only trust him. If you'll only believe in him. If you'll only realize who he is and how much, how awfully, awfully much he loves you. Storm, not a problem. I'm not looking to the weatherman. I'm looking to the Lord.
Amen.
The weatherman,
Amen.
Man, the weatherman can give me some news, but the Lord can make a change. He can make a change in me. Again, I grow stronger. You grow stronger. Flowers grow more beautiful,
yes, sir,
because of the storm. The rain is coming, and somehow when the rain stops and you look out and see how beautiful the garden is,
yeah,
you say, praise God. Look at what God has done.
Yeah.
You're in the storm.
Yeah,
and
sir,
when you come out of it and folks look at you and see what God has done with you and for you, they'll say, look how beautiful this is. Just like that garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just like those flowers.
Yeah.
The storm was beneficial. The storm made you more beautiful. The storm makes you more of what the Lord would have you to be. The stronger you get, and the closer you grow to the Lord, the more you're going to appreciate who he is in your life. Need some storms.
That's right.
If it weren't for the storms, if it weren't for the trials, if it weren't for the things he brought me through, I know I believe in him, but now I really believe and I know and I trust that the God of the universe is my friend. My friend. He's my friend. I love him. And I can go through storms with him because I know he's able to bring me through. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father, our loving God, we thank you, Father, for reminding us if we'll only trust, if only put ourselves in the hands of the Lord, we don't need to be worried. If we only trust him, he'll fight our battles. He'll take care of the storms. He'll bring us through all kinds of situations if we'll only trust him. If we'll only not ask him to change the storms and change the folks around us and change the world. Certainly we want all those things changed, and it would be beautiful if those things were to happen. But what we need to ask first is make me able to handle what's there. Make me able to handle those situations that I find myself in. Strengthen me, Lord. Make me trust more, Lord. Make me realize that if I'm going through it, it's only going to make me better, Lord. Make me realize that the storms are not against me. The storms are for me when I ask you to touch me and make me realize what I am going through and how you will bring me out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the storms you've already brought me through. And thank you, Father, for the blessed assurance that I have that I can go through any storm that I have to face. You won't allow it to be more than I can bear, and you'll bring me through and bring me out. In the precious name, powerful name, adorable name, may I say loving name, storm-stopping name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us stand. Don't expect the storm to go away. No, no, no. But expect yourself to become spiritually strong enough to go through the storms. Expect those storms that you're going through to not cease, but somehow you can go through them knowing that you're strong enough to stand and make it through the storms. My Lord, is there someone here who knows who the Lord is? Because even though you may not have given yourself over to him yet, you've seen how he's miraculously touched some lives, how he made some changes for people who were going through storms, how somebody who needed him and gave themselves over to him, somehow he made a way when it seemed to be no way. He's already touched your life, I'm sure. You've witnessed some things that are beautiful. But I'm asking you, if you haven't already said yes to the Lord and given yourself over to him, if you haven't strengthened and made that relationship with him stronger, because he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to say yes. He's waiting. He's got his arms wide open. His arms have been open, waiting for you all of your life. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not waiting for you to change your ways. No, no. He's not waiting for you to give up all those habits. He's not waiting for you to get away from that crowd that you love hanging with. He's not waiting for those things. You've already tried those things. Just for moral reasons, perhaps. But you haven't been able to change them. But he's not waiting for you to do that. He wants you to put yourself in his hands. You can't change. Not all by yourself. But if you want to change, you put yourself in his hands. Make yourself a part of him. He can make you something special. He can turn you into what he would have you to be. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to Jesus? Somebody who wants to say yes? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know who you are. Yes, Lord. I know you know all about me. Yes, Lord. I'm ready to say yes. I want the world to know I've decided to make Jesus Christ my choice. I've decided I want to be on the Lord's side. Yes, Lord. Is there somebody who wants to say yes, Lord? Somebody who wants to say yes to Jesus? He's not begging. He doesn't get loud like Baptist preachers, but he's been talking to you, speaking to you. I know you've heard his voice saying, why not today? Why not right now? Why not on this day? If that's you, why don't you come on? Why don't you come on? Let this church know. Let the world know. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. If that's you, if you're feeling that, if the Spirit is tugging at your heart right now, why don't you come on? Or maybe, now maybe there are some folks who've already given themselves over to the Lord. You said yes to the Lord a long time ago, and you've been trying to live according to his will, and somehow the church or place where you gave yourself over and became a member, you're not there in that area, so you can't do what you promised and support the church the way you would like to with all the capabilities that he's given you. If that's you, but you feel comfortable in this church, feel good in this household of faith, feel good in this household of love, why don't you become a part of this church? Somebody who wants to come now and say yes to the Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God bless you all. Fight your battle. As you listen to the words of that song, and you visualize Jesus with his arms wide open saying those words to you. Whatever your situation is, whatever you're going through, Jesus is saying those words to you. Reverend Thompson, come on down if you would. Everyone to stand if you would, if you trust him. I'm going to ask that you stand right where you are. Some of you may want to come down front, but those who don't, I'm going to ask Reverend Thompson to pray for us and to help us see deep within our hearts that I really can trust him and I want to trust him, but I'm going through a storm. If there's somebody who's going through a storm right now, why don't you come on down front? And if you're not going through a storm, it's very possible that that person who's next to you on the aisle in your pew is going through something. So I'm going to ask that you take their hand, touch their hand, as Reverend Thompson prays for us as we go through these storms.
Amen. The pastor talked about Jesus and the disciples on the boat. And the word said, when the storm arose, and the disciples were scared, Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind. And he rebuked the storm. Sometimes when you have a storm in your life, you've got to rebuke the situation. And you've got to rebuke the circumstance. Before I pray, I'm going to ask that if you have a storm in your life or you have a circumstance in your life, I want you just to bow your head, and I want you to rebuke that circumstance. And I want you to rebuke that situation. Now, when you want something to happen, you don't just say, stop. Because that doesn't accomplish anything. When you want to get someone's attention, you shout it out. Yeah, yeah. So if you have to rebuke something in your life, shout it out. Yeah. Get God's attention. Yeah. But also get Satan's attention that I'm not going to put up with this any longer. So as we bow our heads and we close our eyes and we begin to shout out the problems and the situations and the circumstances in our lives, right now in the name of Jesus, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and shout it out now.
My Lord,
Father, we come to you right now, Lord.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, all of us have experienced storms in our life. This is Sunday, but Saturday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, something happened that robbed us of our peace, and something happened that robbed us of our joy, Lord. So we come to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, rebuking those things, O Lord, that rob us of our joy, Lord. Rebuking those things, Lord, that rob us of our victory, Lord. Rebuking those things that rob us of our energy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you stopped the storm and said, cease. So we right now, Lord, stand by faith and say, cease. If there's financial difficulty going on in our lives, we stand right now and say, cease. If there's strife going on in our homes, we stand right now and say, cease. In the name of Jesus. If there is sickness in our body, we stand right now and say, cease. In the name of Jesus. If we got a child that doesn't understand, that's disobedient, we stand right now and say, cease. In the name of Jesus. If we have a bill that we can't pay, the finances aren't there, the mortgage, it's not there, we stand right now and say, cease. In the name of Jesus. We are your people. We are your servants, oh God. And you promise greater things than trouble. You promise greater things than distress. You promise greater things than tears. And we come to you right now, God, in faith, asking you to look upon us, Lord, and have mercy, Lord. Look upon us, O Lord, and demonstrate favor, Lord. Look upon us, Lord, and help us, Lord. You said in your word, when we're weak, O God, you are strong. We confess our weakness right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, be strong in our lives, Lord. Be strong in our minds, Lord. Be strong in our spirits, Lord. Be strong in our hearts, Lord. Rise up, O God, and deliver. Rise up, O God, and set free. Rise up, O God, and move in our lives, Lord. Move in our circumstances. Demonstrate yourself, O Lord, as King. King over every situation. King over every circumstance. King over every person. Demonstrate your power right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, when you're through moving and you're through delivering and you're through setting free, Lord, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor, because there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody who can deliver. Nobody who can set free. Nobody who can move like you. So even now, God, before it's happened, before it's happened, we praise you.
My Lord.
Because you're faithful. Before it's happened, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and thank him.
My Lord, God bless you. Thank you. My Lord. My Lord. Sing, choir. During the storms, trust me, trust him, trust him. During your storms, trust him. Difficult situations, trust him. Trust him. Difficulties during all situations. Trust him. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he does. My Lord. Trust him. Situation seems out of hand. Trust him. Let us prepare now to go down from this place. Grace. Oh, God's amazing, amazing grace. Grace and peace be yours from the throne of God. And from those seven spirits that St. John saw in front of the throne. Yes, yes, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness who loved us so that he died. He freed us from our sins and made us kings and priests to serve his God and his Father. To him be the power. Yes, yes, to him be the glory. Now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church say amen. My Lord, my Lord. Storm still raging, but let the church say amen. Our God has spoken. Amen. 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 My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.